Ever since the Clippers acquired Kawhi Leonard and Paul George this summer, they've been one of, if not the favorites, to win it all.
And I'm telling you that the Clippers will win the NBA championship this year.
You think you're in the wilderness on that?
Yeah, to win it?
Who is saying otherwise? Who is saying?
The Clippers are currently third in the Western Conference and 5 games behind the first place Lakers.
But some new reporting from The Athletic has revealed that all is not well behind the scenes. The Athletic's Jovan Buha joins us today to talk about how the Clippers have been struggling to adapt to life with Kawhi as their silent superstar and what that process could mean for their season.
Either this team reaches their potential and wins a championship and overcomes whatever chemistry issues they have right now, or this team is going to fall short.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Friday, January 24th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
So, Yvonne, when did you first start to hear rumblings that all might not be well in the Clippers locker room?
So this all started a couple weeks ago after a home loss to the Memphis Grizzlies.
And Clippers just could not get out of third gear in a surprising loss. But
they came in, just whooped the Clippers, beat them by 26 points at home.
And they're just trying to find anything that's going to work right now. I mean, this is, to me, the defense of the Clippers right now is moving in quicksand. It really is. It's a step or two late.
They were booed. It was just a really lackluster performance. And I'd already started to pick up on from being around the team every day that something was off in the vibe in the locker room. Just, you know, guys just kind of being weird around each other, not being super, you know, playful and laughing and joking around. And just the mood seemed a little tense. And then after that game, Montrezl Harrell, the Clippers backup center, one of their most important players, just went off to reporters about, you know, we're not a great team.
So I think one thing that y'all need to get out of your minds, we're not a great team. We just became together this year. We have 2 players that never been a part of this team. You know, we're a team that still has to figure out things that we need to do to win night in and night out.
The subtext of what he was saying to me seemed like there were some deeper-seated issues.
It's just January right now, but what's the vibe of the locker room after a loss like this?
I don't know, brother. Yeah, I don't know. And that may be another problem right there.
And, you know, Doc Rivers, Clippers coach, apparently had some choice words for Harrell after he gave that interview.
Doc was very upset that Trez lit into the team publicly. The next game, during the pregame meeting, Doc lights into Trez and cusses him out and is yelling at him in front of the team and is making a point of, like, you got to keep this stuff internal. You know, whatever issues we're having, whatever issues you have with our performance, you can't go to the media and vent.
So that happened at a team meeting. Did Doc address any of that frustration in public?
He addressed it a little bit. He was asked about Trez's comments, and he downplayed it.
Trez had said yesterday that this is not a great team right now. Are you almost glad to hear that from the locker room, that there's no notion that we can get through this?
I said that before the game, though. He didn't say we're a bad team. He just said we're not a great team. There are no great teams yet until you win.
His comments overall were a bit heated, but he downplayed it, and he kind of agreed with Trez, where he was like, you know, he's right. He didn't say we're a bad team.
We have work to do. We have to get better in a lot of things. We have to get better in our continuity, in defense and offense, in our execution. We have to get better. We don't know each other. Yeah.
Yvonne, it sounds like a lot of the tension here is about the team's identity and the big acquisitions they made in the offseason. You know, last season, the Clippers were one of the feel-good stories of the year.
And that will do it. A remarkable comeback by the LA Clippers on the Warriors court here at Oracle, down by as many as 31.
And they overachieved without any real superstars, just, you know, a group of grind-em-out workhorses. But with the two superstars coming in, it sounds like the team's identity is now a little unclear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George headed to the LA Clippers. Are we mesmerized by this news? I mean, what the heck is going on? Where'd Paul George come from?
It sounds like there is a little bit of a divide between the new Clippers and the old Clippers, where philosophically, you know, Kawhi and Paul George, they're really focused on the playoffs, you know, winning a championship, the big picture, whereas some of the guys from last season's team that made last season's team so special, Montrezl Harrell.
Down the low, blocked from behind by Harrell.
Patrick Beverley.
Beverley for three. Ooh, that is his fifth three-pointers tonight.
And Williams.
Williams, defended by Forbes, and a three. God, what a shot.
These guys are grinders. They're hoopers. They're guys who they want to play every game. If they can play, they're going to play. And I think that philosophical division is at the center of some of these chemistry issues right now with this team, because obviously Kawhi does not play back-to-backs.
Meanwhile, for the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard not available tonight, load managing a knee injury.
He's Mr. Load Management, which no one on last season's Clippers team would ever dare do. Like, good luck telling Patrick Beverley or Montrezl Harrell to sit out a game. Like, that's just not how those guys operate.
Is this the first that we're hearing about teammates having an issue with Kawhi's load management? I mean, last year, we didn't really hear too much about what his teammates on the Raptors really felt about this.
Yeah, so I've heard from people around the team that this was a bit of an issue with the Raptors. Mm-hmm. It just never really got out there. But I think the other element of this that has to be factored in is the Clippers have had a lot of injuries.
Paul George is expected to miss the start of the regular season while recovering from surgeries on both of his shoulders. PG said, quote, "As of now, I'll be out of October fully, but who knows? We'll see. In the November range is our target date."
They've had more injuries than the Lakers, the Bucks, the Nuggets. Like, go down the list. They've had more missed games to their top players than any of those teams.
Second quarter, Beverley down the lane, crashes hard, and is holding his right elbow. He might be taking himself out of the game. He goes right over to the bench and heads straight to the locker room.
It's one thing heading into the season saying, hey, like, you know, Kawhi's going to miss 10, 15, 20 games. He's going to load manage back-to-backs. You know, we're prepping him for the playoffs. But then once you start having, you know, Paul George misses the first month of the season and has now missed almost 2 weeks. Landry Shamet missed almost 20 games. Jermichael Green, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, on and on down the list of the roster. And then you look down the bench and you have Kawhi load managing and sitting out games that he maybe could play in, and you're kind of like, well, we're losing games now in part because you're sitting out. And I think, to Kawhi's credit, he is not fully healthy. I think anyone that's watched him as closely as I've watched him can say that. Like, he is not 100%. He's probably not even 90%. So I think there is legitimacy to the load management strategy. But, you know, at the same time, going back to the ethos of last season's team, this is a team of guys who are second-round picks, guys who went undrafted, guys who've had to scrap for everything they've gotten in the league. And to tell them, you know, your best player is not playing tonight, like, that has not been an easy pill for some guys to swallow.
And it sounds like another issue you've heard about is that Kawhi is given a lot of power in terms of dictating the team's practice schedule.
Yeah, so one detail that really surprised me, and I confirmed this with other people around the league just to make sure it wasn't an overreaction. But he's actually canceled walkthroughs, which is basically a lighter version of practice. The team will go through some sets, some stuff they want to go over in the next game. And, you know, there's been a couple instances this season where Kawhi has actually canceled walkthroughs just because he doesn't want to go through it. And the team has acquiesced his wishes by, instead of just saying, all right, Kawhi, you don't have to do this, they've just canceled it altogether. You know, one instance was literally it's 10 minutes before the walkthrough. The team is tying their shoes, shooting around, stretching. Kawhi goes up to Doc Rivers, tells him, I don't want to go through walkthrough today. On the spot, Doc Rivers cancels the walkthrough. And stuff like that has really rubbed players the wrong way. It's not necessarily uncommon for a star player to dictate practices, shoot-arounds, walkthroughs, those types of things. Your LeBrons, your James Hardens, your Giannis's, like those guys have that type of power. But for them to have the team already at the facility, getting ready, warming up, and just to cancel it on the spot like that, that is not common.
Well, and to be fair, Doc Rivers did deny that they canceled the walkthrough.
Yes, and I think Doc has every right to publicly protect Kawhi and, you know, deny that. But we had it from multiple parties that this happened. So we stand by our reporting of the incident.
You've written that there's also this issue that his presence isn't always felt in the locker room. It's a personality thing. And this obviously isn't the first time that Kawhi being detached has rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, couldn't you just say, like, this is just his personality. He's not this like gregarious, outgoing guy. And why is that a problem?
You know, guys want to feel like they know you. Guys want to feel like they have a relationship with you. And Kawhi has not gone out of his way, you know, according to our reporting and sourcing, to get to know most of the team. You know, he has a few guys on the team that he sits with on the plane. He interacts with in the locker room. And I think there's, you know, an element of that where even if you don't necessarily agree with someone from a philosophical perspective that's a teammate of yours, if you at least feel like they care about you and want to get to know you and are kind of going that extra mile, you're going to be more okay with things. But I think with Kawhi, there still are a lot of guys in this locker room that feel like they don't know him that well. And for him to kind of come in and start calling the shots and getting certain things, that starts to rub people the wrong way a little bit. Chemistry is everything. When we look back, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, at the 2019-2020 Clippers, it'll be one of two things. Either this team reaches their potential and wins a championship and overcomes whatever chemistry issues they have right now, or this team is going to fall short. And barring a significant injury to Kawhi, to Paul George, to Lou Williams, I think if they don't win the championship, it's most likely because of some of these chemistry things and because they just haven't been able to get on the same page.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So you've also found during your reporting that the Clippers have been taking steps to try and really address some of these chemistry issues. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Following the Clippers' near disastrous weekend, getting blown out at home to Memphis and barely beating the New York Knicks, Doc Rivers met with six of his players: Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, and Mo Harkless. And they met to watch film and kind of just talk things out. You know, why are we having some of these lackluster performances, low energy performances? And since then, the team has had multiple players only, film sessions where they've gotten together, they've watched film, they've been honest with each other, they've held each other accountable. According to sources, Kawhi has been a big proponent of these film sessions, of setting them up. He might not lead a team dinner. He might not suggest, you know, let's go see a movie, let's go to the club, but he will say, let's go watch film together. You know, it's not necessarily the sexiest form of team bonding. This is someone who is one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker on the team, according to multiple people. This is someone that after each game takes an hour plus with his treatment and is really dedicated to preserving his body, keeping himself healthy. He is an introverted person. That is not a secret with Kawhi. He is quiet and reserved in nature. But at the same time, you know, he has become more comfortable within the locker room. And as he's become more comfortable, he has become more vocal.
So is it fair to say that this team's now in a better place?
I want to see how the rest of this road trip goes before I really make a judgment on where the team is at and how they're doing. Count me skeptical for now. I want to see it before I believe it, because this recent stretch they've been on has been a very easy part of the schedule. I want to see them play the Miamis, the Lakers, see how they fare, and then make my assessment.
And finally, Yvonne, have the Clippers and Kawhi's camp had any reaction to your story so far?
I don't want to get into too many specifics, but we have had conversations within the camps of the parties involved, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, the Clippers. They agree with some of it and they disagree with part of it. And kind of reading between what people agree with and disagree with, it's kind of what favors their agenda. But we spoke with over 12 people for this. Everything we reported has been confirmed by, you know, a minimum of three or four people. So we feel very confident that while sometimes the truth is a little ugly and people don't like reading it or hearing it, we feel very confident that we are telling, a very accurate and fair story.
Yvonne, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You can read Yvonne Buha and Sam Amick's exclusive piece on some of the turmoil within the Clippers at theathletic.com.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. The big game is almost here, Kavitha. The Pro Bowl!
Man, I bet Lamar Jackson is so salty about having to play this game in Orlando.
And, well, it's not, you know, the most compelling game, to say the least. It has become sort of a laboratory for new NFL rules. This year, instead of onside kicks, teams will be allowed to run a play, like as if it were 4th and 15, and if they make it, they get to keep the ball. And, are you ready for this? Wide receivers who are flexed from the line of scrimmage will not be called for a false start if they flinch or lift their foot before the snap, as long as they reset for 1 second or keep 1 foot on the ground.
That's not confusing at all.
Basically, the NFL is trying to address issues that it sees during the regular season, and the Pro Bowl is a good testing ground.
Meanwhile, the LA Galaxy welcomed new signing Javier Hernandez, also known as Chicharito, to the team on Thursday for his first practice.
I'm going to give my best for this institution, for all of you, to give you back that confidence that you put in me. And hopefully we can achieve that championship that we're looking for.
The 31-year-old striker is one of the most popular players in Mexican soccer history and signed a 3-year deal that could make him the highest-paid player in MLS.
And I mean, this is really going to spice up the rivalry with crosstown foes, LAFC.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the NBA All-Star starters were announced Thursday, and to no one's surprise, LeBron and Giannis will lead their respective conferences as captains. Other West starters include Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, James Harden, and Kawhi Leonard. And in the East, Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Trae Young, and Kemba Walker.
No Jimmy Butler.
Sadly, 7'6" Boston Celtic player Taco Fall, who has played all of 22 minutes this year, did not make the cut despite being high on the fan voting list a couple weeks ago. But there is an outside chance that he could maybe possibly get in, but only if NBA coaches vote him in.
Thanks for listening this week. Our producers are Lee Hernandez, Caitlin Plummer, Matt Straub, Chris Siegel, and Chris Olin. Sound mixing by Aaron May and the big Chileno, Marcelino Villalpando. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Lee Hernandez, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. See you next week.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.